following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mari Payton. Today is Saturday, September 18th. I am so happy to have you. Brooke Martell is here with me, not only here with me, but live in the studio from hopefully here on moving forward. It's been what, Brooke, I think at least a year, over a year, I've been alone. So it's great to have you.
Happy to be here, Mari, and to bring everybody the forecast on this Saturday. So for everyone heading out the door throughout the morning, just keep in mind we have a few clouds overhead, but those conditions mixing out pretty quickly. And temperature wise, we'll be closer to about the 50s and 60s, a little bit warmer as we make our way towards the coast. And hey, if you're heading outside, maybe to play golf across those inland valley communities, great conditions to do so because your daytime highs are going to be right around the upper 70s to about the low 80s. Very comfortable for this last Saturday of summer. But if you're going towards the coast, we have low risk for rip currents and water temperatures not too bad there either, right around the mid to upper 60s. Now, some other details here talking about these daytime highs towards the coast. Those temperatures right around the mid 70s over the inland valleys. Temperatures could peak right around those low 80s. Mountains, mid 70s. Desert, just shy of that triple digit mark. Have a great Saturday. I'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks, Brooke. Appreciate it. So here are some of the news headlines we're following today. A 38-year-old man was shot and killed by Escondido police following a pursuit, and actually started last night after an officer spotted the car possibly involved in an earlier shooting. So it's not clear if the man who was killed shot at police first, but officers say the victim was armed with a semi-automatic handgun. No officers were injured during that incident. Well, another American citizen is coming back home to the U.S. from Afghanistan. We've been profiling and following some of these people, especially the people that are here from San Diego or Southern California. And now we're talking about this woman. Her name is Nazria, and she's from Southern California. She's also 25 years old and pregnant. She was stranded when the Taliban quickly took over Afghanistan. But her friends here in the United States, well, they feared for her safety. They say she was beaten. So Nazria had to leave her father and husband behind, but is in the process of relocating back to Southern California. And a former student is suing Francis Parker School, saying she was molested by a former teacher and coach there. So according to her lawsuit, the coach was fired amid reports of inappropriate behavior. Also, according to that suit, that was never reported to parents or police. The school is denying the allegations made by that former student. And the Imperial Beach Pier is reopening today. The pier was repaired after broken pieces were spotted in the water following high surf. The port had initially stated that high surf conditions could cause the repair process to last up to 2 weeks. But after an inspection, they have found that the pier is safe for the public to use. And again, it is reopening just in time for this weekend. Well, a lot of people talking about this is getting a lot of attention. Investigators scouring the nation for clues to try and find a 22-year-old woman from New York who went missing during a cross-country trip with her fiance, who returned home without her. Gabby Petito's mom says she last saw her daughter in late August when Gabby FaceTime called her from Wyoming. Police are now looking for her fiance, Brian Laundrie. He is a person of interest. And yesterday, the FBI and Northport police searched Laundrie's home. He was not there at the time, and now he has also been declared missing as well. So far, police describe him as being uncooperative during the investigation. Again, this one getting a lot of attention, and I'm sure more details will be sure to follow today and throughout the weekend. All right, thank you so much for listening, everyone. I'm Mari Payton. Have a great Saturday.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.